So we've been talking about hoodies this morning. I'm surprised that it really took off like this. I made one little joke about your hoodie, and now everybody's calling in. Well, listen, here's what the deal with the hoodies.
Important breaking news.
Yeah. So we're getting some clarification on, because like we were talking about like the zipped up hoodie. Is that really a hoodie, or is that just a jacket? Like, I think that's just a jacket that happens to be made of sweatshirt material. You know, and it's confusing, right? You say hoodie, you expect a pullover.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just letting you know that the jacket type is called a hoodie jacket.
This is called a hoodie jacket.
Yeah, and the girl that said that the word hoodie is dumb, I think she's retarded. I like that word.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she said that she thinks it's a stupid word. The girl before, like two people ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Actually, I think you might have said that it was stupid, too.
Did I? Yeah. Well, I think it's just
I like it.
Awkward.
Yeah, I just don't understand where it came from, why we needed it all of a sudden.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just because hooded sweatshirts,
too. It's probably just like a trend word. I don't know.
Hooded sweatshirts just too much? It's just a mouthful or something, maybe?
Yeah. Too many syllables.
Probably. Well, and it's not really a sweatshirt because it does have a hood on it.
It's still sweat material, though.
Yeah, well, some people call it a hooded sweatshirt.
I guess that
does remain the older people, so maybe it's just like a younger generation type thing.
What about I guess some hoodies are just made of like t-shirt material, aren't they? Have you seen like girls wearing that before? Like a more like a thinner hoodie? Is that still called a hoodie? If it's not sweatshirt material?
Yeah. Well, if it has a hood on it, I consider it a hoodie.
Anytime it has a hood. But if you're expecting to go outside and be cold and you ask for a hoodie, wouldn't you like laugh in their face if they gave you something that was made of t-shirt material?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Probably, but...
All right.
As long as it has a hood on it, I'd consider it a hoodie.
All right, bro. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
By the way, got a comment on MySpace. My MySpace friend Tom Vito Corleone, he took a screenshot of like what was on his computer as he looked up hoodie. And we have hoodie, and one's... it says hoodie, and then like the hooded crow, also called hoodie crow. Interesting. Oh, then you scroll down, you see definition, the close-fitting sweatshirt with a hood, made popular by Chris Casey and Matt Stooks by talking about it for too long. And then he put under there, he goes, I'll be damned. Nice, man. But we're not stopping yet. go ahead, what do you think about the hoodie?
Well, I think that there's an appropriate way and an inappropriate way to wear the hoodie.
To wear the hoodie, okay.
Yeah. I think it's inappropriate to wear it like two sizes too small or like four sizes too big. You have to wear your right size.
Oh, okay.
And you have to wear the cute tee underneath.
Now, wait, back up. A cute tee underneath it?
It looks stupid with a big t-shirt. You look like you're trying to be a gangsta. But... So you have to wear the cute shirt underneath, and you can't wear it with the sweatpants outside of the house because then you look real sloppy. So you have to wear it with cute jeans and cute shoes.
What if you're on campus or something? Can't you? Because you can wear pajamas on campus.
I don't know. I think that's stupid. But it's also inappropriate to wear the hood outside the house unless you're like exercising outside or something.
Oh, what do you mean? You can't wear the hood outside when it's cold or?
No, it looks dumb.
What if you just want people to leave you alone, so you want them to think you're a freak or something?
I guess you can. Yeah. I don't know. You can wear them with your headphones, I guess, if you want to.
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now.
You what?
Chris has his hood up right now, and he's got his headphones on the outside of him.
Well, I don't know then. He's just in trouble, I guess.
Don't talk about me like I can't hear you. I know.
I'm sitting right here.
I'm right here.
What shirt are you wearing under there, Chris? What shirt are you wearing?
I believe this is my... plain blue shirt.
It's just a plain blue shirt?
With a number 2 on the back that looks like an upside down 5.
It just may not be cute enough. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to wear a cute shirt with that.
Why? Nobody can see it.
It has to be like the cute ones that you can see in the collar and then it will hang out underneath so you look real cute and put together.
I don't know if I picture.
I'm confused.
I don't think we're womanly enough.
What about a turtleneck?
A turtleneck?
No, then you'll look like a Backstreet Boy.
Which one?
Lance.
Lance was an NSYNC.
The gay one from
NSYNC. That's right.